tonight's player of the game, A.J. Ogilvie, 17 points, 10 rebounds. You guys in the first half kind of dug yourself a little bit of a hole right out of the gate.
Yeah, we definitely didn't come out playing the way we wanted to, and we just weren't getting it done on the defensive end. So when we went into halftime, we were down a bit, and we knew that if we came out and played hard in the second half, then we'd be right in it.
You guys were pretty much strictly man-to-man, and then in the second half, you came out and played predominantly zone for a little while there.
I mean, we couldn't keep with them man-to-man. We just couldn't get it done on defense, so we had to try something else, and zone worked out well for us. They missed some shots, and we were able to get some key rebounds, so just got to stick with what's working, really.
In regulation, you guys had 0.8 seconds left. Tell us about the long inbounds play that Coach Stallings drew up for you.
It's something that we practiced a lot, so we knew in that situation what we were going to run. It was a really good look. I just wasn't able to convert in the end of it, unfortunately.
Now you guys are going to get ready for the SEC tournament. It's been a long season, a very successful season. What do you guys do in preparation for the SEC tournament?
Come out and practice hard for a few days, and then we get ready to go. We know that we've got to play hard for 3-4 days straight to be able to get to that championship game, and we're already really keen to do that, so we're just concentrating on trying to get those wins.
Potentially, you guys could play this Alabama team again if Auburn wins tonight.
Yeah, well, if we get an opportunity to play them again, that'd be really good because we felt we didn't give the game our all, and we've obviously got a lot more potential than the game showed today. So if we get to play them again, that'd be nice.